I'm talking to hairdressers, salon owners, school owners, school students, that their life is in turmoil. And so it's hard not to take on that stress and that
Completely.
energy. So I just make sure that everything I'm doing outside of that space is refueling, building positive energy.
Salon owners are some of the most amazing people on planet Earth. The only problem is sometimes their hearts are so big and they give so much of themselves to their staff and guests that it creates unintended consequences. Our goal is to change the industry by elevating the way the rest of the world sees salons, spas, and barbershops and give it the credibility that it truly deserves. This is the Salon Owner Evo Revo Show. Hey, what's going on, everybody? It's Jason Ever from the High Performance Salon Academy, and I am joined today by two incredible human beings. Number one, I've got Mr. Doug Campbell on today. What's up, Doug? Good to have you.
How's it going, everybody? Good to be here.
Dude, so good to see everybody. And then my special guest today on the show, Mr. Andrew Carruthers. Dude, what is going on, Andrew? How are you?
Hi.
Dude,
so exciting.
I know. This is our first ever three-pack interview with Doug, Jason, and Andrew Carruthers, who is part of the Sam Villa crew. If you know who Sam Villa and Andrew is, do me a favor and say Sam and Andrew down in the comment section. I know a lot of people are a fan of the work that you do, the fan of the work that Sam does. You guys have an incredible YouTube channel. You guys have tons of content, an amazing Instagram. You put out more tutorials and content than almost anybody on planet Earth, and I am so honored to have you as a part of our show today. Today's topic is talking about creating positivity. I mean, right now, we want to be able to keep positive. And I think Andrew has been an incredible positive influence on the industry right now. Andrew and Sam, and I know a lot of you guys out there are doing your best to keep positive. By the way, if that's you, comment positive in the chat. I want to know. And we're going to talk a lot today about positivity, about how it's, you know, what things we're doing, what's going on, and what's happening. Because I think, Andrew, you literally talk to hundreds of thousands of people as what you do with the channel with Sam Villa, and we want to find out, you know, it's really easy to not be positive right now, so we want to talk about being positive. First of all, you're a pretty positive dude, yeah?
Yeah, for the most part. I mean, I like everyone else, have my ups and downs. I don't wake up every single morning with puppy dogs and rainbows over my head.
What?
But, you know, I think I've done a good job of building into my life the things that if I do wake up in a crappy mood, which does happen, I have things that I can do to get myself out of it.
Yeah. Yeah. And I think, you know, to your point, Andrew, like on talking about what you do is like, look, not everybody wakes up, what do you say, puppy dogs and rainbows, I think is how you said it, right? Is that not everybody wakes up that way. And if you've had a bad day over the last, let's just call it 30 days, because I'm not keeping track anymore. But let's just say in the last 30 days, if you've had a bad day, do me a favor and comment bad day. And I don't mean to take this down the direction of talking about your bad days, but I want to talk about what do you do to get out of that bad day? How do we do it? We're going to talk to Andrew and figure out what's going on. Doug, you want to ask some questions, Andrew, see what we can do here?
Yeah, so Andrew, so say you wake up and it is one of those days that you're not having your best day. So what are some of the techniques? What are some of the things that you do that kind of shakes you out of that?
Yeah. So there's two things that really support me. Number one is I am super into especially Eastern philosophy, Buddhism, Taoism, Zen, things like that.
Yeah.
And one of the things that is taught with traditional Buddhist meditation is just simple awareness and the power of simple awareness. That, to me, is probably my most effective tool right now, because it's amazing what happens. And there's this really, really cool young Buddhist monk. His name is Yonggi Mingjer Rinpoche.
Easy for you to say.
Well, that's
exactly. And, you know, he calls it, it's kind of like shining a light on something that likes to be in the dark. When you shine a light on something that likes to be in the dark, usually it kind of goes away. It wants to get away. And he's like, you can do that with these kind of dark emotions, because things like depression, sadness, anxiety, fear, they don't actually like you to pay attention to them. They kind of want to operate on their own. And the minute you kind of turn directly into those emotions and look them straight in the face, they kind of don't like it. They kind of want to be left alone. It's interesting. So one of the things that you can do, especially that's especially helpful, is just get into a practice of awareness of how your energy is. Because honestly, one of the best things that helps me out is just if I start to feel that energy of negativity, if I start to feel that stress, that anxiety, I just become aware of it. And one of the ways that you can become aware of it, which is the second thing, is that you can use this technique that I learned actually from a book that's called The Confidence Trap. Mm. And in The Confidence Trap, they said that really the biggest hindrance to confidence is these kinds of emotions like anxiety, stress, self-doubt, fear. And so what you can do to create that awareness is you just make a statement, but you make a statement that's a little bit different. Instead of saying, I am stressed out, you say, stress is present around me. Mm. Stress is present in my space. And it's really cool what happens when you switch from a verbiage of, man, I'm really stressed out today. I feel like crap today. I'm really depressed today. And instead, when you say out loud, and this is, I think it's really key that you say this out loud.
Yeah.
Is if you say instead, depression is, it's around me today. Stress is present in my space today.
Dude.
Yeah, so you're kind of separating it from yourself.
Yeah.
And it's, I am, right. It's just, it's here. I know it's around me. It's not me. So I think that's really cool. I like that. Cause I mean, just even hearing you say that, you can feel the difference between you're saying that's what you are, as opposed to, I just realize that that's around me. It's in my space. And so I think the way that you can deal with that is completely different. So yeah, that's awesome.
Dude, that's super, super valuable, Andrew. And it's the detachment from it being mm-hmm. something that you own and you possess, or that's happening to you, or intentionally creating that problem, right? Is like all of a sudden now you've detached yourself from it. There's some separation. There's some distance. It doesn't own you. It's not part of your everyday. That's so, so good, man. Where do you think people can apply this? I mean, again, like who should be applying this? Is it everybody when they're stressed out, or like where should people be seeing this?
So the only caveat I'll put on this, and I'd say everyone except for this group,
okay.
If you are finding yourself in a place of true dysfunction, mm-hmm. which the difference between function and dysfunction is if you cannot get out of bed in the morning, that's dysfunction. Mm. If the feelings, emotions, and stress are to a point that you can't participate in normal daily life, that's dysfunction. And that is a completely different situation, because once you're in that space, turning the light on really bright onto those emotions can actually take you down a pretty negative rabbit hole.
Yeah.
So if you find yourself in that space, what's actually incredibly important that you do is that you reach out for help, because that is typically something that we find that is not coachable. Because that's the distinction for me as a professional coach. That's my distinction. Are you coachable or are you not coachable? Mm-hmm. Coachable is, man, it's been tough. I'm not motivated. Not coachable, and where we enter into that dysfunctional place, is I can't even get out of bed in the morning and go brush my teeth. That's dysfunction. Yeah. And that's a therapeutic approach. That's not a coachable approach, because we can all self-coach. And if those kinds of things like awareness and meditation and like these practices, those are things that you're in a coachable space. If, you know, if you're listening right now and you find yourself that like you are in a pretty deep, dark place, I would just beg of you, like, turn to someone that you trust and find some kind of therapeutic resource that can support you.
Yeah, Andrew, dude, this is really helpful, because I think, you know, we talk so much to salon owners, and one of the things that's going on right now is salon owners in general have a totally different, you know, they have a different role than they've ever had to assume before. I mean, and again, I think to your point is like, when, you know, should you be playing therapist? Like, there's the running gag that, like, you know, your hairdresser is better than a therapist. But I think to your point is trying to figure out, you know, when is somebody to the point where them on their own, they need to figure out when they need to reach out for help. And by the way, if you know people that are in that negative space right now, that are almost beyond, like, just you talk to them and over again, you're trying to figure out, like, what can I do? And no matter what you say to them, they're just not making any progress, like Andrew's talking about, is how do you actually reach out? I mean, do you have resources, or where do you typically point people? I was going to say there's a couple that I can think of offhand, but what do you do? Where do you point people to when they're just in that dysfunction space?
That's a good question, and if you have some resources, I'd love to hear them, because typically my resources have been more things that it's personal connection type of resources. Like, I have people that are in certain places where it's like, go visit this person. I've heard of a lot of different places that are like almost telehealth kind of situations where you can Skype with people, but I don't have personal experience with those things, so I don't necessarily feel comfortable on
Totally. And just to clarify, because we're talking about it right now, one of the resources that I'm familiar with, I just had him on the show last week, is the Professional Beauty Association. The Professional Beauty Association has a really cool resource. It's like 20 or 30 bucks a month if you're a member of PBA, which, by the way, they're offering free right now. Not to make this a plug for PBA, but like, they were offering some free memberships right now, and for this, you know, $20 a month sort of thing, you can get access to telehealth. And so, you know, if you can muster up the energy to jump on the phone and have this conversation and get your membership straight and be able to do this, that was a really cool resource. And since it's in the salon industry, I just thought it was a really cool functional space to point people to, because it's just another place to go. And I think sometimes, you know, some people are trying to figure out, like, what, you know, where they're at from money and where they're, what's going on. And like, if that's the decision between them, you know, going forward and getting some support versus not, you got to know as a salon owner that you need to have these resources available for your staff, you know, is like, where do you send them to? And Doug, what do you guys do? Like, if you had somebody who was there, what kind of things do you support them and serve them on inside the salon?
Yeah, well, we try to get, I mean, so I think that making that point between functional and dysfunctional is a very good line for people to, and thank you, Andrew, for kind of putting some parameters around that. So someone can self-identify, okay, look, I'm struggling. I didn't get out of bed yesterday, you know, whatever that may be. Or as a salon owner, if it's one of your staff members, I think now you've got a little bit more of a guideline of saying, you know, to your point, can I coach you out of this? Can I help you as a coach, as a mentor out of this? Or do I need to now point you to a professional resource? So we've got a few people here locally that we trust and know that we send people to and say, hey, and they'll usually do a first appointment for free. So in your local area, you need to connect with as many people, have those resources available, because we've also found with clients, because like I said, the stylist does become that confidant that, you know, so as a stylist listening to your guests and being able to figure out, okay, you're kind of going into the dysfunctional area and encourage, I mean, I wouldn't say that straight to them, but identify.
Probably not the best thing is like you become dysfunctional.
Right. But being able to identify that and then be in your mind and say, okay, look, you know, I know some resources you might want to think about reaching out to, because I think that it's just good. Because sometimes if you don't do that, things can go down that really dark hole and you don't want to hear that later. So I think when you're aware, and I really like that line of what's functional and what's dysfunctional, it's I'm struggling and I need help. I mean, I think that's the barrier there.
Totally. Andrew, I want to find out from you, like, so let's say somebody's not dysfunctional. They are in a space where they are coachable and they're trying to figure it out. What advice would you give to salon owners or anybody who really manages staff? You said you've been working with a lot of schools, a lot of different places that, like, they have people. And people are, and I always ask, like, how's your staff? And they're like, 50-50. Some of them are doing okay. Some of them are kind of freaking out. And they're trying to figure out what to do in that regard. What would you say to those people to help coach people from, you know, functional but not quite, you know, where they want to be? How would you help them coach out of that?
So I think that kind of almost exactly what you said, which is, where are you? Where do you want to be? So within coaching, that is the most powerful question you can ask someone. Where are you today?
Yeah.
And just get their feedback. And if it's like, you know, I'm not having a great day, I'm having a rough time, you know, don't give them some time to like air it out, because sometimes that's just what people need. They just need to be heard. And the next question I would ask them is, well, where do you want to be? And then, you know, of course, the follow-up would probably be like, well, I'd like to feel more positive. I'd like to be more motivated. That is the point that the third question is so important, because right after that, our initial want is to fix it for them. So we say, well, all you have to do is do this, and all you have to do is do that.
Yeah,
and all you
have to do is do this. 5-step plan, yeah.
Yeah, just pick yourself up, guys, and make it happen.
Yeah, not always the best way to do it. Because, again, we're all fixers, right, by nature, is like, how do we serve somebody? But I think to your point is just really listening and being able to do that can be really, really powerful. So repeat those questions one more time. Hopefully somebody will type them in the chat. I just want to make sure we hit those one more time.
Yeah, so there's a third question. So the first question is, where are you? How are you doing today? Like, just tell me where you're at today. The second question is, where do you want to be? Like, what would you like to be experiencing? So the third question that's the most powerful is, what's in between those two things? What's in the way? Because that's their opportunity to say, okay, yeah, what is in the way? Like, what is it that's blocking me from being happy today? And again, it's so important, guys, that we stay out of the fix mode, because especially as a salon owner, these guys are like your children. We know that. Like, we know how much you love these people. So it hurts your heart to see someone on your staff having a rough day. And so, of course, the first thing we want to do is like, hey, here are the 10 solutions that I have for you on how to get better or how to be happier. But at that moment, what that person needs more than anything is just to be heard and to be understood. Because as soon as they feel like you're there with them and you actually hear them and you understand them, then now they're going to be open to some feedback. So they might say, like, I don't know, I just don't know what to do. That's really what's in the way. That's when you can say, well, I have a couple of things that work for me. Do you want me to share those with you? Then
totally different.
Now you have some space to open.
Yeah, you've been invited in and you can have that conversation. And by the way, dude, what I love talking with you is like, you give me all the feels, man. And by the way, if you're feeling all the feels while you're talking to Andrew, you can tell. I mean, I know with what you do with your Journeyist project and with what you're doing on the Cabin Fever show that you guys are running, and like, you're doing some incredible things. You're really talking to the heart of the hairdresser. And I think you guys do such an incredible job of acknowledging where people are at their moment right now, right? And so, again, like I said, if you guys are feeling this, do me a favor and say feels in the chat, because I think, you know, it really makes a difference when, you know, people know if you can feel them or if you're just trying to bowl over them. Would you agree? I mean, I think it's obvious, but it's not, I don't know, it's not easy to do, I think, for some people, and you'll catch that.
And one of the things I think, Andrew, that's super powerful about what you said on that third question about what's in the way is you give them the opportunity to look at it instead of you trying to point and guess what you think's in the way, which is usually wrong.
Right.
giving them the opportunity to look inside themselves and see what it is, because they may point to it, and then you gave them the space to have that aha moment. You gave them the space to, and then as a coach, as a mentor, you can kind of help guide them gently along what they're seeing, starting to see for themselves. Whereas if you had just tried to point that out, they would have got defensive and threw up the wall. So I love that. It gives you them the opportunity to look and say, you know, if I'm honest with myself, this is really what it is. So I love that part of it.
Yeah, super good stuff. By the way, you're watching the Evo Revo video and podcast episode with Andrew Carruthers. We're hanging out with Andrew today, kicking it, having a good day. But if you guys want to get more information on this, on how you can connect with us on the podcast, just do me a favor and comment with the word podcast. We got time for one more question. If you guys have a question for Andrew, do me a favor, type into the comment section right now, and I'll get that out to Andrew and see if you guys have any questions to talk about. You know, how do you make this distinction? What kind of things can you do to keep yourself positive? And Andrew, I'm just gonna throw out my last question I want to throw to you, and we'll see if there's any time to get anything else in. But what I want to find out from you, man, is what else are you doing to keep yourself fresh? Because I know you're in it. I know you're up to your neck in weeds and things, and like you're making it happen every single day. Because I know you guys are on like hyperdrive over there in the whole Samvia group. But what are you doing to keep yourself fresh, keep yourself focused? Because you are not, you know, you're functional. You're out of bed, clearly. But what other things are you doing? What are the things that are helping you?
Really simple. I'm making sure that when I do have downtime, which I don't have a lot of right now,
totally.
Which is probably a unique situation in comparison to, you know, I almost feel guilty sometimes because I'm talking to my hairdresser friends and they're just bored out of their mind. They're sitting at home like, oh my gosh, what do I do with myself? I've never been busier in my entire life.
Yeah, totally.
Because, you know, the whole purpose of Sanity Education right now is to support our community. So like you said, we're doing podcasts, we're doing live events. We have this two-day mega hair show we're putting on this weekend that... A quick plug.
Yeah, plug it, by the way. Happily, what's the hair show? How can people get access to it? Because, again, you're busier. What's the event? Because, again, you're staying busy. That's what's keeping you positive, right?
It's a huge part of it.
Yeah, so what's the gig this weekend?
So this weekend, when we first found out that the Chicago ABS show was going to be canceled, we were like, well, let's have our own hair show. And so what we did is we created this thing called The Show Must Go On.
Nice.
It's a two-day live free hair show.
Awesome.
It's this weekend, April 19th and 20th. We're rocking from 11 a.m. to 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time.
Ooh,
you've got Sam, Anna Peters, Jesse Linares, and me. We're doing 45-minute segments, and we're just going to freaking just blast it out all day long for 2 days. We have over 10,000 people that have already signed up for this event.
What? That is awesome.
Yeah. Dude, it's unbelievable.
How,
Jason,
just so, like, we can add, because, you know, with our show, we're gonna add another 20,000 people. Clearly, how can people track it down and sign up for it? Where do they go?
Just go to samvia.com. It's super simple. Nice. Just click on. There's a banner on the homepage that says sign up, and you'll get an email on how to be a part of it.
Yeah, dude, that's so awesome. And again, so, you know, so you're keeping busy. That's number one. Any other things you want to plug out that you're doing that's keeping you focused and fresh?
I think what's so key right now is if you are still busy and you do have a lot going on, I think one of the things that we're really being asked to do right now is to be okay with space. Mm-hmm. So I am closing this computer between 5 and 6 every day without fail. Like I have a dead hard stop at 6, like I will not go past 6. Mm-hmm. And at that point, I go do something positive. I go do something healthy for myself. So I cook dinner for me and my wife, which is one of my absolute favorite things to do. Go downstairs, pour myself a little bit of wine, cook my dinner. And then when we sit down on the couch at the end of the night, it's only happy movies. Like, yeah. I have no space in my life for an ounce of stress. So I just really make sure that everything else in my life is something that's supporting positivity. Because, yeah, we're so busy throughout the day. And, you know, Jason, I'm sure I'm like you. I'm talking to hairdressers, salon owners, school students, that their life is in turmoil. And so it's hard not to take on that stress and that energy. So I just make sure that everything I'm doing outside of that space is refueling, building positive energy.
Yeah, and I would agree with you 100%, man, is keep yourself in a place of positive energy, and that's why we want to talk about how do we keep it positive today on the show with Andrew. If you feel encouraged, do me a favor and comment encouraged in the comment section. And like I said, if you guys want more information on the podcast, do me a favor and comment with the word podcast. We'll send you the latest information. You can subscribe to our podcast, and you can get access to all of those tools. Andrew, it has been a ton of fun to have you on today. I really appreciate you taking us deep down the path of all the feels. Like I said, give me some hearts on the screen. Give me some likes on the screen. Make sure that you guys show your support and love to Andrew. Andrew gave me hearts on the screen already. Thanks, bro. And I just want to say, if you are not already signed up or you're listening to this later and you just missed out on Andrew and Sam's massive event, The Show Must Go On this weekend, if you're on it right now, get signed up. And if not, just know you missed it and have some FOMO of some really cool stuff that was going on. Thank you so much for being on and for being a part of the show today, Andrew. It was our pleasure hosting you. Thanks, and have a great day, man. See ya.
Good seeing you, Andrew.
Thanks for listening to the Evo Revo podcast. If you liked today's episode, please subscribe, leave us a review, and you can always get more information, including show notes and the video episodes, at evorevopodcast.com.